If you check your Facebook feed on this election day, there's a chance you may see a friend post a ballot selfie, a photo taken of a completed ballot in the voting booth. If that friend lives in New Hampshire, posting that photo might not be such a great idea. Such photos are illegal in this state, at least for now. To explain, we turn to David Brooks, who writes about science and technology in the weekly Granite Geek column for the Nashua Telegraph and GraniteGeek.org. Hi there.
Hey there.
And to start, we should give you credit for coining the term ballot selfie, so thank you for that. It could have been much worse.
Oh, I don't know if it could be a whole lot worse.
Well, why is it illegal to post a ballot selfie, or whatever term you want to use for it? What is the reasoning behind the law?
So I talked to Bill Gardner, who's the Secretary of State and who knows all things electioneering in New Hampshire. He's been around for decades, of course. And he explained that it dates back well over a century in the U.S. to concerns about vote buying and, to a certain extent, vote coercion. I mean, in the old days, there'd be stories about people showing up in Tammany Hall would buy their vote with a drink of liquor or something. But the key to buying a vote is you have to be sure the person voted the way you said they would. And that means you have to be able to see their ballot. And so there have been laws on many, many states, and this is not just New Hampshire, for a long time saying you can't mark a ballot so that after the fact you can show definitely that it was your ballot. So you can't, like, put your initials on it. And you also can't take a picture of it. But the taking a picture of it really hasn't been a big deal until lately. Of course, we all have cameras in our pockets and a cell phone, and so the whole issue has come up again.
And as I said at the start, ballot selfies are illegal for now because there is a lawsuit from the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union and several residents, and they're arguing this is a First Amendment expression issue, that if I want to take a picture of my ballot and post it to the world, who has the right to stop me?
And that's a pretty potent argument, and that's whenever I write about this online, virtually all the comments I get emailed or attached to the photo or call into us, pretty much everybody says that, says, you know, this is ridiculous, it's my ballot, I can take a picture of my lunch, I can take a picture of myself, I can take a picture of my ballot, that it's political speech of a very strong form. You post it online and say, look who I voted for, that's a big deal. The counterargument is a little more subtle. By forbidding anybody to confirm how they voted, you deny all possibility that we can be coerced or threatened into voting. If it's impossible for me, if it's illegal for me to show you definitely that I voted for, you know, Vernon Supreme, which of course is the person you're going to want me to vote for the next presidential primary, if I cannot show you a picture of my ballot showing that, yes, I did vote for Vernon Supreme, you're not going to pay me to vote for Vernon Supreme, or you're not going to beat me up if I don't vote for Vernon Supreme.
Or fire an employee, possibly.
You're right. I mean, there could be a lot of pressure saying, hey, let's all show our ballot to show that we supported so-and-so, and everybody else holds up their cell phone with a picture of their ballot. That's a very strong pressure on you to do the same thing, because if you don't, it sort of implies that you've gone against the grain. And the idea of a law like this is to prevent such, cut such pressure off at the knees. You can't even start, you can't even think about it. You can draw a picture of your ballot. You could even get a sample ballot, which looks exactly like the real ballot, and fill it in and take a picture of the sample ballot and post it. You could draw it on a bed sheet and hang it out the window of your house, or go downtown and shout out about your vote through a megaphone if you wanted to. You just can't post a picture of the actual ballot itself.
This is another one of those cases where new technology starts to collide with the way we've done things over time. I guess if every other previously private part of our lives has ended up on social media, then ballots are right up there too.
Yeah, I mean, the pragmatic side of me says it really doesn't matter what the law says, people are going to be doing this. But it is an interesting debate.
Well, David, thanks so much. Enjoy Election Day.
Secretly.
Right.
Bye. Bye.